Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 126. In this episode, me and Kirk are going to be talking about the best alternatives to WooCommerce if you've got a membership community-focused website and you're taking subscriptions. Let's say you're a creator on YouTube, TikTok, and you're looking to do kind of courses or more advanced membership packages. WordPress is a great solution. It's going to be a really interesting show. We're going to go through a ton of stuff. So, Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure. My name is Kurt Von Onen, and I own an agency called Manana Nomas. Also work directly with the WP Tonic team and the good folks at Lifter LMS.
That's fantastic. Before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Just before we go into the main part of the show, I also want to point out that we've got a fabulous course done by Kirk himself that shows you how to build a membership website using the best WordPress technology from A to Z. Goes through every step. Kirk's a great educator. It will save you a ton of time. It's normally $49, but you can get it at half price. Plus some special offers from the major sponsors, plus a created list of the best WordPress technology. Where can you get all these goodies? Well, just go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. So, WooCommerce, its pros and drawbacks. First of all, if you were doing a consultation, Kirk, and WooCommerce came up, how would you start the conversation and try and get across the main points that people need to understand about WooCommerce and subscription with a focus on membership and community?
Well, I think the biggest thing to consider, Jonathan, is that each project has unique qualities. So use case becomes very, very important. So sometimes I'm helping clients that are outside the US and they need other payment options besides like PayPal and Stripe. So sometimes that changes the landscape. So just to be kind of clear there, but to start out the interview or the conversation, I'll tell you one of the things I do is I try to look for every excuse to not use WooCommerce anymore. It's gotten not just complicated, but I don't like the way it markets to people. I don't like the way it tries to force you down the road that it prefers rather than the road that the creator prefers. And so I've been looking at other options to get people off of Woo, especially because you need additional add-ons to do the things that you and I discuss, like a membership subscription recurring payment. You need to pay extra for that feature to be able to do that.
Yes, it's got a couple drawbacks. It is very flexible, folks, and very, very powerful. It will slow down the back end of your website a bit. It depends on the kind of hosting you've got, but even with really good hosting, it will still, depending on the mix of other plugins, but it has got a bit of a reputation of slowing the back end. It won't slow the front end normally, because that's dependent on caching and other things. But when you've got a membership site, it can slow not the login, but just the administrative elements of the back end. That's based on my experience. Some people would disagree with me there. The other factor is if you're going to take subscriptions, you're going to need an add-on. The add-on that allows you to do subscriptions comes from WooCommerce. It's not ridiculously expensive, but it's not cheap either. I think they put the price up. I think
it's $2.99 a year now.
Yeah, it's now $2.99 a year. And the final thing, but this depends on the page builder you're using. If you're using Cadence WP, this won't apply because it's got the ability to build a modern one-page checkout in Cadence. Otherwise, if you're using some other page builder, you're going to need a third-party add-on plugin that will enable you to build a landing page. And the one I normally recommend is Cartflows, because otherwise WooCommerce out of the box is not designed to have a one-page modern subscription checkout with upsells or downsells functionality. It's not built for that. It's built for e-commerce. So you need that. If you're not using something, I'm not sure about the situation of Animator. We mostly recommend Cadence WP. And I don't know, like with some of the more other modern page builders, website builders. How would you respond to what I've just outlined, Kurt?
Mostly to the point. So when you said it's, full-featured and flexible, and yes, like, so whatever I want to sell, I can sell through WooCommerce. Do I have hard goods? Do I have a digital product? Do I have memberships? So it is full-featured in that way. And you can set it up like, you can have it integrate with like Tax Act. And so you could have it do taxes for you. You can do different currencies. The amount of plugins created for WooCommerce by third parties is huge. So you can do unbelievably flexible, great things with WooCommerce. But again, I drive back to use case and I go, okay, so what's the specific use case for your project? You're just selling a membership to a course, to a whatever. In most cases, I'm going to pick a different pathway for revenue than the WooCommerce gateway.
Yeah. The other factor, folks, is that it was bought up by the kind of parent company behind WordPress. WordPress is open source, but it has this commercial company that's controlled and owned by one of the joint founders of WordPress, Matt Malweg, and they actually own WooCommerce, and they've owned it for over 6 years. And I've got to be truthful, I've been disappointed in the lack of progress. It's very stable. The team that have been supporting the code and increasing the functionalities, but I have been disappointed that it hasn't really developed in the way I was hoping for. Now, there are some alternatives, and there's a new player that's going to be coming on the landscape. It's in beta. That's quite exciting that we're going to be talking about. But the other thing I would like to point out is that all the major learning management systems, and to me there's three, there's Lifter LMS, there's LearnDash, and there's Tutor LMS. They all work with WooCommerce. They all, I'm not sure with Tutor LMS that you have to get the pro, so it will work with Woo. I did know, but it's left my memory banks. I will check and make sure that's in the show notes, folks. But the other two, Lifter LMS and LearnDash, they both have add-ons that mean that they work really fantastic with WooCommerce. Just want to point that out, folks. So all the leading three learning management systems that I would recommend all work with WooCommerce. And the other factor is like what Kirk pointed out. It has an enormous, enormous library of third-party plugins, add-ons that extend the functionality and enable WooCommerce to work with external SaaSes, foreign banks. It's just endless. So let's look at one of the competitors. Well, not exactly competitor because it is Lifter LMS, but one of the strengths of Lifter LMS is that they have their own subscription system inbuilt. And with the purchase of a Stripe add-on plugin that will cost you $150, you can then take subscription, you can then build out plans for membership for different courses. You can get Lifter LMS Core for free and then just pay $150 a year, and you can build your whole membership with a page builder, with a modern page builder, and maybe a marketing automation plugin. You really are well covered, basically. What do you think?
Well, you know, this is kind of my area of expertise, Jonathan. And with Lifter LMS, I think you really are getting the best of all worlds, because you do get the membership controls, you get the course controls, and then this whole talk was really about the payment gateway feature of it. With Lifter LMS, if you opt for that Stripe add-on, you know, you're not having to add MemberPress or Paid Memberships Pro or something else to it. With Lifter LMS, you get the membership controls, the course controls, and for the $150 a year, you're getting that payment access, which includes the subscriptions, so you don't have to upgrade to, you know, a subscriptions plugin, for example. And so to me, if you wanted to launch a minimal viable product to see if your, you know, proof of concept course was going to sell or not, this to me is the way to go. Because once you do a proof of concept and you see some revenue, then you can say, okay, great, let's add a CRM, let's do some marketing automation, let's do this, let's do that. But to launch an MVP, I think this is absolutely the way to go.
Yeah, if you can't, how it works is totally fine. The mechanics of setting it up after you watch some tutorials on YouTube, you should be able to set it up. It's one of the more easier setups, in my opinion. You won't be able to, like, where you won't be able to do if you're combining kind of physical digital products, like, or physical products.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to look at WooCommerce or a couple of the other options that we're going to be discussing. But I would say, especially for people starting out, I think the bulk of people, I would say between 70-80%, I think Lifter LMS with the Stripe add-on is more than adequate. What would you say?
Yeah, and to kind of finish the thought that you were starting there, with Lifter LMS, it's important to mention it's not a shopping cart. Like the other options we're going to talk about, you'll have like a cart page where you can pick from different products or add multiple things to the cart and then check out at once kind of thing. With Lifter LMS, each product, so either membership or course, has an access plan. That access plan is connected to the payment gateway, and your client, your student, you know, picks that thing and then completes the purchase for that thing. That's the way it works. And sometimes that can be a little bit of an adoption mentally for people to get over. But for me, I love the simplicity of it. I love that people go to the course page, they say, oh, I want to enroll. And it takes them right to an enrollment page, takes the credit card, and it's done. And instead of going to a cart page and then select the product and then, you know, click through a bunch of things. So I really like the simplicity of it, but we have to drive back to, you know, this talk is about membership sites, not necessarily course sites. And so for membership, this is a great way to go. But if Jonathan's point was real, like if you had selling coffee cups, tote bags and tapestries, well, then you're going to have a real shopping cart.
Yeah. On to another really popular solution is Shawcart. Shawcart comes from the world of WordPress, from a large plugin shop that builds Astro Themes and other great plugins. But it's a SaaS, software as a service. It's hosted and you log in. They do provide a plugin that works well in the environment of WordPress. And they have a free plan that covers most scenarios, but not all. And with the free plan, they do add on a transaction fee on top of the 2.9 that you're going to be charged. They're going to add an additional 2% on top. So you're going to end up around 5%. The next plan up, they charge $199 a year, but you're not then charged the 1.9 transaction fee. But I still think both options are great. And it does enable you to do upsells, downsells, subscriptions, and also think physical products. But it's a SaaS-based. You can change the colours. But it's not like a true native solution. Your ability to customise it will be limited, but it has deep integration. And the other great thing, especially when it comes to LearnDash and BuddyBoss, is that it works hand in hand with a membership plugin called Sure Members, because it's produced by the same people. And because of this, and because you might not want to use WooCommerce for the reasons that we explained, using LearnDash with Sure Members with SureCart is a great combination, in my opinion. It's the easiest route to go. What do you reckon, Kurt?
I'm a big fan of SureCart for lots of reasons. The simplicity of setup to me is really impressive. And I have to say, it wouldn't be so impressive if WooCommerce didn't make setup so much of an obstacle. So, a perfect example, last week, I have experience. So I think to myself, what does a customer do when they come in here for the first time? You know, there's all these banner ads. You know, sign up for WooPay here. Do you want to customize your store now? Click here. Pick your colors. And next thing you know, the homepage to your website is different. Like it takes over the homepage of your website. It automatically starts adding its own payment gateways to the back end of your site. If you click something in error, you end up having to unwind a bunch of stuff. SureCart's not like that. SureCart, you install it. You say, here's the name of my company. Here's my products. I want to sell them. And SureCart says, go ahead, sell them. We're here for you. And I really like the idea of the free plan with the 1.7 transaction fee. I'm not a big fan of transaction fees, but I am a big fan of thinking of startups and thinking like it's easier for a startup to say, yeah, take the 1.9% transaction fee because I don't have $300 to pay you today for using this thing. And then if you do well, if your proof of concept works, they have a lifetime plan that you can sign up for. It's usually on sale, but even at its retail price, it's not that hard to suck up.
And it's still like the worst offender is Podio, the SaaS platform that it's one of the ones that I recommend if you're looking at SaaS, because their basic plan that starts month to month at $39, they have a 5% transaction fee plus the 2.9 Stripe fee. So it makes it the 1.9 look very reasonable. How does MemberPress, Sure Members, the membership plugin work with Lifter LMS? Does it work okay with it?
Oh, it does. I don't prefer it with Lifter LMS because Lifter LMS has its own membership tools.
Yes.
Exactly. So if I were going to have Lifter LMS and I was using SureCart, I wouldn't have Sure Members. I would just have SureCart, and SureCart integrates with Lifter LMS. So literally when you're setting up SureCart, it says, you know, oh, you have Lifter LMS. Do you want to integrate with that? And then what levels of integration do you want to have? Do you want to have it like someone makes a purchase, they join this course? Yes. And then it works. it is pretty intuitive, and there's a lot of online tutorials to get you going in the right direction.
All right. That's fantastic. We've covered a lot of stuff in this first half. We're going to go for our mid-break, folks. We've got a ton of other insights and plugins and add-ons to talk about. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast about WooCommerce and some of the alternatives. Kirk's in good heart. He's had a load of info to give to us. But before we go into the second half, I want to point out a great free resource, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. If you've got any questions, comments about what we cover in these podcasts and videos, you can go and join on Facebook, the Membership Machine Show. And if you, like I say, got any questions, insights, need help, you can put them there. And it's a great community, and it's totally free, folks. So why don't you go over there and join up and join us there? On to the next. Let's get my notes. A biggie and an oldie. Easy Digital Downloads. EDD.
EDD.
What would you say about this, Kurt? I'm going to let you take the lead.
I use Easy Digital Downloads. So it's kind of funny. We come across these things that we review and you say, oh, it's an oldie, right? And it's like, yeah, I still have it. So I have an ebook on one of my sites for a book that I published, and that's how I sell the book to people. I just let them use Easy Digital Downloads. It forwards them the document, and it's good. It's easy to go. It was easy to set up, and the payment gateway through Stripe was easy to set up. And I had all this in place before I even moved to Hutchinson, Kansas, and met Pippin, the guy that invented Easy Digital Downloads. So I really like it. I like its simplicity. I will say I have not used it from the terms of like, hey, this is going to be my, I'm going to create an extensive online library and a shopping cart and like an online library mall. I have not done that yet, but I understand that it's capable of doing that. And I have seen, because I'm not in the product business yet, but I have seen where plugin developers will use Easy Digital Downloads to manage licensing and distribution of their plugins. But I have not had experience with that yet. So I hesitate to comment too much on that. I will say for membership usage and for giving people access to your resources, Easy Digital Downloads is a really simple plug-and-play solution, and it's super affordable.
Yeah, it was really the only alternative to WooCommerce until Shortcart and a couple of the other ones we're going to discuss. But especially before Shortcart came on the scene, it was the only credible alternative if you weren't using Lifter LMS, really. It does deal with VAT in Europe really quite well. That's another thing, because if you've got your membership website in Europe, in England or continental Europe, you are going to have to charge VAT. And it deals with that, and it's got some good add-ons and some third-party add-ons that help assist you in dealing with that. And it's a pretty solid solution. Starts at $99 and then goes up to $399 and the professional $599. I think for a lot of people, you can start off with the $99. And it's a solid, you know, have a look at it.
And it picks up some functions that you would assume would be the responsibility of a CRM. So if you don't invest in your own CRM to start with, Easy Digital Downloads will take care of things. I think when you get to like the extended platform that they have, it'll do like automatic billing and payment renewals and renewal reminder emails and things like that, that you can kind of program and communicate with your users so they don't get surprised by their recurring billing. So a lot of times you would rely on a CRM tool to send that kind of messaging, but this tool includes it, which is kind of a fun bonus.
Yeah. One of the negatives, folks, is the company that now owns it, because Kirk kind of covered this around WooCommerce, and you're going to get a similar experience, is the amount of upsells, banners for other products that this company owns. And as soon as you installed it, you're just going to be bombarded by banners and nag screens, and it will be endless. It's just the philosophy of the company that owns this product now, which is a bit unfortunate. But you get the same with Woo as well, don't you?
You do. I think Woo is getting actually more pushy than the other company.
Yep. I think you're right on that. So on to a SaaS solution. I've got three. I did add one. I had Thrivecart, which I didn't tell Kurt, but we got three, but they're all kind of SaaS solutions. Got a well-known one here called Gumroad. Their pricing model is they charge 10% or plus 0.50 or and 30%.
But it's in their marketplace.
But they've got a marketplace. I don't know. And it's easy. And I know some people in the WordPress space that do sell their digital products. They did, for some reason, they decided not to use Easy Digital Downloads. But it has got a marketplace. How big is the marketplace, and is it really worth considering because of the marketplace, or is it diminished, do you think?
Regardless of whether the marketplace was effective or not for like products, I don't think a membership is the right thing for a marketplace per se.
No, this is for digital products.
Yeah, so it would be a digital product conversation. And even then, when I think about the revenue on digital product, I wouldn't want to pay 30% finder's fee to somebody. So I would be completely out. Like it's irrelevant to me. I think I don't like that model at all. It's like the OnlyFans of digital sales.
Yes. I wouldn't discredit it. I do know some people. There was a lady we interviewed, I've got a name. We do promote a product on the deals page, and she sells it through Gumroad.
There's some services on the back end of Gumroad that are worth considering, yeah, though. So for a solopreneur or a small shop, you might read the details of this website and say, oh, yeah, they're going to take a big chunk, but I don't have to hire a bookkeeper, right? Yeah. Because they become the, what do they call that? The merchant of record, right? And so they handle all of your taxes. If you're international, they handle all of your tax obligations globally. They make payments for you. They do the remittance on your behalf. I mean, there's a lot of features there. So maybe that's where you can make some kind of justification for the percentage.
Yeah, I think they're great points. Thanks for doing that, Kurt.
No worries. Well, no worries.
On to the next one. Samcart, $79 a month. Bit broader about what you can sell in that, I would imagine. I haven't used it in anger. Got any thoughts on Samcart?
Is it okay if I say I hate their marketing?
Yes.
Their Facebook
ads. Your honest opinions.
Their Facebook ads that they ran for a while, I found really misleading. You know, spend so much money running a Samcart site and we'll make you rich by Christmas. And I was like, that is not ethical advertising. It used to really bother me. And it would come up a lot for me. And then when you go to their pricing model and you start saying, it says there's a scale there, and it says, what is your monthly revenue, right? And it says $79 a month. $79 a month if I'm not selling anything. But if I'm selling $4,000 a month, it's $109 a month. If I'm selling $20,000 a month, I'm up at $300 a month. You know, and I have to go back to the beginning of our conversation where I was like, $299 a year for a subscription add-on for WooCommerce is robbery.
So, yeah, it is.
So I got to walk things back a little bit and go, okay, if I'm looking at what Samcart would cost me to run, then I'm not being true to myself. You know, maybe WooCommerce isn't that bad. I understand that I've worked with a couple of clients that use Samcart in the past. The user interface was nice. It felt modern. It didn't feel too clunky. It was pretty intuitive. There are some pluses that I could mention, but I don't like their advertising. I don't like their business model, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Well, there you go. On to the next one, which I didn't add to the list until the last minute. I didn't give it to Kurt. And that's Thrivecart, and I realized I should add it. I think in some ways very similar to Samcart. I'm sure there's some differences, but broadly. But they're the master of the lifetime deal. They do an annual plan for $295, and then they've got this lifetime plan for $495. Well, it's normally, they say it's over 1,000 normally, but it's always on sale for $495 ever since I've known the product. What's your thoughts on, don't know if you've got any thoughts, because I didn't really tell you.
I have some thoughts.
Go on, off you go.
I'm not going to say it's horrible, right? It's a cart. It works. It can generate revenue for you. That's great. Having done support with Lifter LMS and been involved with people running membership and learning websites and trying to integrate with Thrivecart, I can tell you that there's been some stumbling blocks in the integration process. Typically, there'll be things that don't work or automations that don't work. And then we kind of have to help guide people through that a little bit. So it's not the most intuitive, but I've said it publicly many, many times. I am a sucker for a lifetime deal. So if you got the lifetime deal on this thing and you have to figure out how to make it work, do the work, make it work, and start making your money.
Yeah, they're my views, really. I don't really see the point with something like Shortcart on in the environment now. These were solutions that gained a lot of popularity because you only had Woo or Easy Digital Download if it's a digital. But now with Shortcart, I don't really see these plans, the necessity of them so much. But people still like them and they're doing okay, aren't they? On to a major new player, friend of the show, Jewel, the founder of Fluent, the family of Fluent plugins. He keeps marching forward, him and his enormous army of developers, and they put the cat in the pigeons, as they would say this week, with his announcement that they've been working on their own shopping cart solution called Fluent Cart. And I've watched some demos, watched some walkthroughs. You know, it's still in beta, but quite a few people have been using it. And they've got a track record. We love Fluent CRM. We love Fluent Community. We love Fluent Forms. I think it's going to be a real competitor to WooCommerce, a real competitor. What do you think, Kurt?
I am painfully optimistic about this one, Jonathan. The thing that I find myself getting into, and it's one of those, it should be a yellow flag. It really should be a yellow flag for me. But I find myself consistently saying, oh, Fluent CRM, Fluent Form, Fluent Support, Fluent Booking, Fluent. And it's like, next thing you know, you've built this walled garden thing that you and I have talked about as being a negative before. And so I want to be careful.
Yeah, but to counteract there, they are separate plugins where
exactly
where it's kind of some of these other like Fire themes. It's a kind of all embracing.
You're forced into the theme and you're stuck with it. But this, you do have some choices. I agree 100%. So I have taken sites from Groundhog to Fluent, from Fluent to Groundhog, and, you know, migrate the users over. Like, you can do that. So you're not trapped. You're not trapped. But when I did my research on Fluent Cart, because I haven't had a chance to use it yet, I got to tell you, Jonathan, it really looks like, from a user interface, it looks to me like they really were intuitive and they like stole the best features from the different platforms and combined it to make something I think creators are really going to like, because the graphics are visual enough. There's like color coding for the types of orders. Did it go through? Did it not go through? Did it fail? And they're color coded. So you can kind of instantly pick out like what's a problem, what's not a problem. The screens themselves, you know, have like little avatars and pictures and graphics. And it's just much, much nicer to look at than some of the older carts that are out there. And that's not to say bad things about those carts. It's just, this is the newest thing. So it's going to come with the most updated design. And you and I, you've already said it. The other tools that they create have great user interfaces. And so I expect nothing less in this case.
Yeah, the functional, I think some, you know, sometimes they're not the most prettiest, but they do the job. And the thing is, as I don't know if you agree, I've just been deeply disappointed with Automattic and what they've done with WooCommerce or not done. I just, you know, for themselves, because I think they could have, they've just missed the enormous opportunity to have a fully hosted competitor to Shopify, but then be able to offer people, when they want a customized solution, they can self-host. So it's a win-win for, and they just not been able, well, they decided not to do that. And I just been disappointed. Other people have a different opinion. I just been really disappointed in the lack of real development and movement with WooCommerce.
I personally feel like there's a social contract that's not honored there. You know, in good faith, you add it to the website and then it's telling you to do this or to do that or add this feature or click on this banner. And that is, it's a misleading way to do business. And like I said earlier, you know, I'm someone that has experience and I'll still instinctively click on the wrong button or the wrong window or the, and then I got to backwalk a ton of work. And it's, if that is happening to people that are new to the space, we always say that, you know, WordPress is about democratizing publishing and things like that. And so we're trying to welcome new people to the space and then we're giving them something confusing to work with. And that's coming from what I consider people at the top of the WordPress market pushing down. And so that to me is, that's a social contract to me that's hard to get over.
Well, you know, one of our panelists on our other show, our monthly roundtable show, he promotes WooCommerce as your core Lego brick, the center of your spoke, because it offers all these integrations with almost every plugin. And you can follow the logic of it. There is no right and wrong in a lot of things. It's just different views and it's just grey. But I always have disagreed with that point of view because of the problems, the performance hit on the back end, the complexity of getting it set up. If you're just an average user, you're not aiming at power users or quasar freelancers. It's just, I think the people that have pushed that underplay the negatives, but on the other hand, it can't be argued. It will integrate with everything, literally, won't it?
Well, that's that necessary evil thing. Sometimes, and like I said at the very beginning of the show, there are use cases where I'm like, woo's your bet. You know, woo's, you need to use this weird credit card from Zimbabwe, woo's your bet. Let's put that in there. And let's hook this up and make it work for you. But I, you know, I do go out with my own opinion and say I don't like the way that they do that business. To your point, like when you say lack of progression, there are so many add-ons that are available to purchase for WooCommerce that in your heart of hearts, you know it should have been part of Core by now? Like to not be able to process subscriptions in a membership subscription-driven economy. That to me is like, and do you need $300 per website to do that? It's a single site license only. Like they don't even offer a, hey, you know, as
we used to,
as an agency, you can buy unlimited licensing for $900, like whatever the number is. But they don't do that. So it's $300 per site, per site, per site.
It's rock solid.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm just so pleased that something like Fluent Car is going to be launched in the near future. And I probably, depending on factors, probably offer it as part of the WP Tonic because it's a natural for me to do. So let's wrap it up. Is there anything else you want to add to the conversation before we wrap it up, Kurt?
The only thing I would really like to add to the conversation, and this is for new people coming in, because I seem to see this a lot. You hear us talking about all these different tools and subscription rates and how much software costs. I can't implore you enough, because I just had another client today in this very conversation. It's work on your minimal viable product. Get something going. Move forward with something before you burden yourself with 10 subscriptions to software that you haven't made a dollar off of yet. Figure out how you can sell the most minimal product first and generate that first piece of revenue, experience some success, and then start looking at some of these other features.
Well, there's two ways. There's like, I honestly feel, folks, with Lifter LMS, with the Stripe add-on for $150, with Cadence WP, that probably cost you $100, and then with Fluent CRM, $100, for less than $400, probably around $350, plus your hosting, in my opinion, that's all you need, you know. And yeah, it's either Fluent CRM or it's WP Funnels with Mel Mint. Probably I would actually, if you're starting out, I would recommend WP Funnel and Mel Mint, but either will do the job, right? And you're off to the horses. And if you host with WP Tonic, you get great hosting, plus you get all that I've mentioned as part of the hosting deal.
Yeah.
A bargain of the century, as I would say.
Yeah, so, that's the way to go.
Yeah. So, Kurt, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, LinkedIn's a great way to see what other podcasts or things I'm a part of. So go to LinkedIn, find Kurt Von Onen. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn, so you know you got me. And if it's for business, anything Mañana No Más would lead to me. Mañana No Más.
That's fantastic. And if you want another fantastic free resource that will help you on your journey to build a membership or a community-focused website, it's the WP Tonic YouTube channel. It's got over 1,600 videos plus covering reviews of all the best technology, not just WordPress, but SaaS's, marketing tips, the whole gamut. And we're getting very close now, probably in the next week I'll be over it, getting very close to 10,000 subscribers. And we love you to go there and subscribe. I normally am making like 4 to 5 videos a week. And it's just a great resource. We will be back next week with another insight, another feast of information to make your journey to build a great membership or community-focused website in 2025. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.